Sabbath blessing and welcome to all the dear loved ones, families that are in the room, and for those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, on a later date. We want to welcome each and every one of you precious souls on this blessed Sabbath, July 18, 2015. This is lesson 136, chapter 28, entitled Levi Matthew. This will be part 5. Our opening song is titled, Sitting at the Feet of Jesus.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear Him say. Happy place on earth so precious, may it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For His love has been so precious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I laid my sins and sorrows, and where weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray, while from His fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit up at Thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me. Let me see Thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as He is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Amen. If any one of the dear family, mommy, daddy, or little ones would like to have opening prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our hearts and our heads. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank You for waking us up this morning. Thank You for bringing us safely through another week. Thank You for being a merciful God, a loving God, a forgiving God. Thank You for giving us the opportunity to come together today on Your blessed Sabbath day. I pray that You'll give us listening ears, a welcoming heart, dear Father, that Your words of truth and inspiration may be planted deep in our hearts to be an inspiration in our life as well as among others. Please bless each and every one of us that are here today. Those that are in the room, those that are listening over the phones, those that are listening at a later time, and for those listening on the radio, and for those brethren that are not here with us today, wherever they are, dear Father, I pray that You send Your heavenly host to be amongst them, dear Father. And if they're weary or in distress, please comfort their heart. And if they are joy, let them be thankful in Your name for all things. Please be with us today, dear Father God, I pray. Impart Your Holy Spirit upon all of us. And in this room, in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25, from the King James Version, and it read, But whose looked it into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 5 in our lesson entitled, Levi Matthew of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to read the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Revelation 2:4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Revelation 2:5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. Revelation 3:17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Revelation 3:18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyes that thou mayest see.
James 1:22. For be ye doers of the word, not hearer only, deceive your own self. Psalm 51:17. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover one page, and that is page 280. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in the room at this moment. We are in Desire of Ages, page 280. Babola.
Desire of Ages, page 280. It was this that proved the ruin of the Jews, and it will prove the rule of many souls in our own day. Thousands are making the same mistake as did the Pharisees whom Christ approved at Matthew's feast, rather than give up some cherished idea or discard some idol of opinion. Many refuse the truth which comes down from the Father of Light. They trust in self and depend upon their own wisdom and do not realize their spiritual poverty. They insist on being saved in some way by which they may perform some important work. When they see that there is no way of weaving self into the work, they reject the salvation provided. Desire of Ages, page 180, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did prove the ruin of the Jews, as will prove the ruin of many souls in our own day, and what led the Pharisees to reject the salvation provided? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
Answer, rather than give up some cherished idea or discard some idol of opinion, may refuse the truth which comes down from the Father of Light, and when they see that there is no way of weaving self into the work.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 50.
And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. John chapter 8 verse 50.
Amen.
Desire page 280. A legal religion can never lead soul to Christ, for it is a loveless, Christless religion. Fasten a praying that is actuated by a self unjustifying spirit is an abomination to the sight of God. The solemn assembly by worship, the round of of religion ceremonies. The external
humiliation,
the imposing sacrifice, proclaim that the doer of these things regard himself as righteous and as entitled to heaven, but it is all a deception. Our own work can never purchase salvation. Desire page 280, paragraph 2. And in the corner it says, Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven, among men, whereby we must be saved. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What can never lead souls to Christ and why? And what can never be purchased? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is a legal region, for it's a loveless and a Christianized region, religion. And our own work for salvation, for the imposing sacrifice, proclaim that the doer of these things regard him as righteous and as entitled to heaven, but it is all a deception.
Diary pages 2:8, Revelation 3:17-18. Faith and love are the gold tried in the fire, but with many the gold has become dim and the rich treasure has been lost. The righteousness of Christ is to them as a robe unworn, a fountain untouched.
Next slide. Desire Ages, page 280. To them it said, I have so what against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from hence thou art fallen, and repent, and do that first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I'll remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:4-5. Desire Ages 280, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommy or daddy. How is it now with many religious leaders, as it was in the days of Christ? And what does the message that comes to them say? If you know the answer to this question, dear one. Blah, blah.
Pharisees do not know their spiritual destitution. And because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, and this came from the book of Revelation.
Thank you.
Gold has become dim, and the rich treasure has been lost, and a robe unworn, and a fountain untouched. To them it is said, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast not thy first love.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is from the book of Hebrews.
Desire of Ages, page 280. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm chapter 51, verse 17. Man must be emptied of self before he can be, in the fullest sense, a believer in Jesus. When self is renounced, then the Lord can make a new creature. New bottles can contain the new wine. The love of Christ will animate the believer with new life. In him who looks unto to the author and finisher of our faith, the character of Christ will be manifested. Desire of Ages, page 280, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What must man do in the fullest sense to become a believer in Jesus? And what will happen when self is renounced? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, man must be emptied of self before he can be a deliverer in Christ, and then the Lord can make man a new creature, and new bottles can contain the new wine. The love of Christ will unite the believer with new life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our last song is going to be a hymn, and the hymn is entitled, You Must Be Born Again. And our dear brother Josh will be the one sharing it.
A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words true and plain, You must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I barely, barely say unto thee, ye must be born again. Ye children of men, attend to the word so solemnly uttered by Jesus the Lord, and let not this message to you be in vain. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, ye must be born again. O ye who will enter that glorious rest, and sing with the ransomed the song of the blessed, the life everlasting if ye would obtain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, ye must be born again. A dear one in heaven, thy heart is to see, at the beautiful gate they be watching for thee. Then list to the note of this solemn refrain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, ye must be born again.
Amen. I have a bonus question, dear ones, little ones, mommy or daddy. What was the name of this ruler that came to Jesus by night? You know the answer to that question, dear ones. Bubble up.
The answer is Nicodemus.
We have come to the ending of our study, and this is the second part of our children's Sabbath lesson, where we ask all the precious little ones to be able to come very close to the mic, because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear brother will be the one to narrate it.
And it must be story time, because somebody just handed me the mic. Good morning, boys and girls. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know what that means? That means you got to help take care of him and think highly of him or her as you do yourself. The divine law requires us to love God supremely. Now, supremely means most of all, and our neighbor as ourselves. Without the exercise of this love, the highest profession of faith is merely hypocrisy, and that's just a lie. That means you can profess to be very loving, but if you're not, you're just a hypocrite. A hypocrite is somebody who lives a lie. The worship of God will find, worshiper of God will find that he cannot cherish one fiber of the root of selfishness. What does that mean? We cannot have any selfishness in our hearts. Any selfishness. He cannot do his duty to his God and practice oppression toward his fellow man. What is oppression? It means we take advantage of somebody else for our own good and not for theirs. The second principle of the law is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This do, and thou shalt live. These are the words that if we love Jesus Christ, we our neighbor are special friends. Our neighbor is anyone who needs our help. Our neighbors and special friends are not simply those who belong to our church or who think as we do.
Thank you, dear brother. We have come to the ending of our study. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled The Sabbath of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the brethren, mommy, daddy, or little ones would like to have closing prayer, good luck.
Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray that you please let us use what we learn in this precious Sabbath, and let us restore the week I pray, can you protect all the mommies and daddies and the children in this chat room? I pray that, can you, thank you for waking us all up this morning, and thank you for letting us praise your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear ones, chapter 29, entitled the Sabbath, and that will be held on July 25, 2015. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the room, and also all of the dear ones that took part of bringing this study together. We hope and pray that you may continue the Sabbath with the activities, opening dialogue to such a meaty chapter. I hope and pray all of you all were blessed, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.